The full-time whistle has gone and McCools are safe in the senior championship for another year. A late goal from Stephen Mulligan was enough to give them that victory. 3-12 to McCools, 1-16 to a gallant Killybegs side. A massive game here in Tyrconnell Park. Very, very entertaining from start to finish. McCools, after the best start, John Bon Galler had Killybegs' first point, but then McCool had 4 points in a row from Stephen Mulligan, Shane Duffy, Brian Lafferty and Marty O'Reilly. They were 7-2 ahead after 16 minutes. Points from Lafferty and O'Reilly adding to that total. Then Killybegs staged a great comeback late in the first half. Between the 20th and 25th minutes, they scored 4 points in a row. Hugh McFadden twice, Daniel Breslin and Brendan Maguire. But then they were hit with the first goal of the game. That came on 28 minutes. Marty O'Reilly brought down by goalkeeper Michael Mullen, who received a black card for the offence. Kevin Martin went into goals, but he wasn't able to stop O'Reilly's penalty, and that put McCools 1-7 to not 6 ahead. But just before the break, Hugh McFadden and Brendan Maguire added points to leave just a point in it, to 2 points in it, 1-7 to McCools, 8 points to Killybegs at the break. And then early in the second half, Hugh McFadden and Brendan Maguire with points had it all square, 10 points to 1-7. And from there to the finish, it was a cracking contest. Stephen O'Reilly and Hugh McFadden traded points before a second goal for McCools came 38 minutes. Brian Lafferty, after he seemed to bundle the ball into the net from where he seemed to be taken down by the goalkeeper. Looked like a penalty, but he was able to bundle the ball into the net to put McCools back in front 2-8 to 11 points. Christopher Murren replied, but then 3 points from Marty O'Reilly, Stephen Mulligan and Marty O'Reilly again had McCools 5 points clear with just 12 minutes left, 2-7, 2-11 to 12 points. But then back came Killybegs, Val Smith, after a high ball in from Brendan Maguire, got his hand to the breaking ball to put the ball into the McCools net. Hugh McFadden with a mighty effort immediately afterwards, and Christopher Murren had them level. And then Christopher Murren actually put Killybegs ahead with 7 minutes left on the clock, 1:15 to 2:11. Back came Marty O'Reilly with a free to level it with 5 minutes left. Then came the vital moment, just on the stroke of the 60th minute, a high ball in from Brian Lafferty. It was fumbled by the goalkeeper, Kevin Martin, and just came straight out to Stephen Mulligan, and he buried it to the net. But even after that, Killybegs still had a last gasp chance. They had a 45. It came in, it broke to Shane Malloy, who was the second half substitute for Killybegs, but he blazed his left-footed shot just over the crossbar, and with it went Killybegs' hopes. Now they will go into the next playoff. They'll have to play the losers of Ardragh and Clonmacnoise. But on today's performance, if they can repeat that, they may yet retain their senior championship. Owen Bon Galler and Hugh McFadden, their two county panellists, were extremely important today. They never gave up from start to finish. And in some ways, Killybegs probably didn't deserve to be on the losing side. Probably this game probably should have ended in a draw. But that late goal, that mistake by Kevin Martin and Stephen Mulligan pounced, and that ensures that McCools are in the senior championship next year. It's finished here in Tyrconnell Park in this relegation playoff. It's McCools 3-12 to Killybegs 1-16.